Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. As we approach the end of October, I note a chill in the air, pumpkins in windows, and costumes for sale in anticipation of Halloween. Poets have long been inspired by ghosts, and today's poem is one of those. Shaking the Grass is the last poem in Janice Harrington's book, Even the Hollow My Body Made Is Gone, which won the Kate Tufts Award from Claremont Graduate University in 2007. Harrington is a former librarian, the author of numerous children's books, and currently teaches in the creative writing program at the University of Illinois. Today's poem is Shaking the Grass by Janice Harrington. Evening and all my ghosts come back to me, like red banty hens to catalpa limbs and chicken-wired hutches, clucking, clucking, and falling at last into their head-under-wing sleep. I think about the field of grass I lay in once between Omaha and Lincoln. It was summer, I think. The air smelled green and wands of windy green swayed over me. I lay on green sod like a prairie snake, letting the sun warm me. What does a girl think about alone in a field of grass, beneath a sky as bright as an Easter dress, beneath a green wind? Maybe I have not shaken the grass. All is vanity. Maybe I never rose from that green field. All is vanity. Maybe I did no more than swallow deep, deep breaths and spill them out into story. All is vanity. Maybe I listened to the wind sighing and shivered, spinning a whirl amidst the blue stem and green lashes. Oh, my beloved! Oh, my beloved! I lay in a field of grass once and then went on. Even the hollow my body made is gone. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. In future, episodes will be available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.